Thank you so much for joining us for church online this morning. At this time, we want to give you an opportunity to get connected in this service. And we want to do it in three ways. First, connect with someone else. We want to share the hope of Jesus Christ with everyone. One of the ways that you can do that is by sharing this video with others. Secondly, connect with your church. Connect with your church family by commenting below and letting us know you've joined us for worship today. You can also comment a prayer request or share your request with us at fbcwixom.org/pray so that we can pray for you specifically. Also, you can use this time to worship the Lord through your giving by using the simple and easy giving options below. During this time, we have still been able to reach out to our community and support our first responders and healthcare professionals because of the faithful giving of God's people. Thank you for your commitment to give back to the Lord. Lastly, connect with God. Would you yield your heart and mind to what He has for you today and ask Him to speak to you in a real way? So right now, let's take 60 seconds and connect in these ways. Connect with someone else, connect with your church, and connect with God.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Thank you for being such a godly example of faithfulness. Love you.
Happy Mother's Day. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom and Tara. Love you guys.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom, my best friend, one of my biggest supporters. I love you, Mom, and I can't wait to see you soon.
I wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to my wife, Ashla, and to my mother. Ashla, thank you for being the number one person in my life. Kids' life. You do so much for us, even though oftentimes it goes unnoticed and unappreciated. Even though your name gets called 1,000 times before lunchtime even hits, we love you and we really do appreciate you. Thank you so much for everything you do for the family. Mom, thank you. I love you as well. My mom is, I would say, a prayer warrior. My mom makes the best, I would say, roast. If you haven't had a roast, you definitely have to try it. And my mom has taught me always to trust in God and to take everything to Him in prayer. I love you both. Happy Mother's Day.
Growing up, my mom was my teacher for about 10 years, and she taught me how to read. She also taught me how to love the Lord, and she is one of my very best friends.
Mom makes the best cheese pizzas, and it makes the best homemade ice cream and the best homemade cake. I love you, Mom. Bye.
Just wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day to all the moms at First Baptist Church of Wixom, and to my mom especially. Happy Mother's Day.
She kisses my boo-boos. She braids my hair. My mother is beyond compare.
We love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
I like the noodles that Mom makes, and I like baking with her, and I love her. I love Mommy because she reads to us.
I love Mommy because she is good at baking. She makes all the cakes for her birthday.
I love Mommy because she teaches us lots of things in school.
And she makes the best noodles and salad, and she teaches me school.
We love you.
This message is for Sherry Wright. As much as we all wish we could be with you on Mother's Day, we hope that this message brings you a little bit of joy, and we love you.
Mom, we just want to thank you for your thoughtfulness and creativity in each card that you make for us.
Hi, Mom. Thank you so much for your unconditional love that you have for each of us and our spouses and your grandkids.
Happy Mother's Day. We love you.
Mommy, you make the best spaghetti, and thank you for helping me read.
Happy Mother's Day from Daddy and Emerald. We hope you're enjoying your very first Mother's Day and many more to come. Love you.
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
We love you.
Happy Mother's Day. We love you.
Welcome to our online service and good morning. We're going to start out singing this morning by singing a great song that talks about all that Christ has done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection, the gospel plan. And a lot of times we can ask that question, how can this be true? How could God love me so much? And that's kind of what this song says. And can it be? Is it possible? And I'm here to tell you on the authority of Scripture this morning that it is possible, that he's done that for you. He loves you. And he wants to save you and give you purpose. I pray that you'll listen to this song and sing it out with me as we worship Christ. And can it be? Happy Mother's Day, and welcome to FBC Wixom Online. We may not be able to meet together in person, but we can worship together as believers no matter where we are, and we are so thankful you decided to join us online today. Now, here are a few announcements to help you stay connected at FBC. If this is your first time being a part of a service at FBC, we want you to know that we are so glad to have you with us. If there's anything that we can do for you, please feel free to send us a message or email so that we can connect with you and pray for you and your family. Thanks for joining us for worship today. Our friends, Jeff and Anna Musgrave, have just released a new version of the Exchange app. The Exchange app is a great gospel presentation tool, and it comes ready with a virtual Bible study. You can even customize it for your friend and get them started right away. To learn more about the Exchange app, you can visit their website at exchangemessage.org, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click on the button that says About the App. Make sure to take advantage of this great gospel sharing tool. Discipleship is still happening at FBC, and we want to encourage you to find some creative ways in which you can still participate. Many are meeting virtually through platforms like FaceTime, Skype, and Zoom. No matter the way, we hope that you'll meet and encourage one another regularly to pray and take next steps towards Jesus Christ together. There are many ways that you can stay up to date with events at FBC. You can visit our website at fbcwixom.org, or you can like and follow our Facebook and Instagram page. Also, we just released our new FBC app. This app is a one-stop shop for info, videos, giving, and much more. Just go to the App Store on your Apple or Android device, type in FBC Wixom, and download this great tool for free. Thanks again for being a part of our online service today. Now we want to invite you to join us as we worship Christ together. Continue to worship through song this morning as we sing out a great anthem, Living Hope. And as we sing this out this morning, I want us to be encouraged with that truth, the fact that we don't serve a Savior who just sacrificed himself for us, but we serve a Savior who is risen, who is living today. And it's through his power to do that, that we can obtain salvation, but have peace every single day in the hope that he gives. Let's sing out and worship him this morning, Living Hope.
How great a chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name.
Christ, my living hope.
the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave had no claim on me.
They came the morning.
They came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory.
Sing it out.
Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. God, you are my living
and happy Mother's Day. I've told you before that sometimes when it comes to preaching, I struggle with special themed Sundays. This is the Lord's Day. And I always want, as a church, I want to remember that. So normally we would just continue with our series in Ephesians. But this week, as I've been praying over and thinking over what the Lord would have for us today, I couldn't stop thinking that the women in our church specifically could use some thanks during this pandemic lockdown. Some of the men of the church are seeing our women serving in our homes now more than ever, and hopefully gaining a greater appreciation for them and for what they do. This last week, Mari and I were talking with one of the ladies in our neighborhood, and she's a full-time attorney, mother of two, and expecting her third. Her husband's an essential worker and is away every single day. So here she is, a working, full-time, from-home mom, caring for two little ones while expecting a third. God bless her. And women like her. Today, ladies, as your pastor and as sort of a spokesman for our church, I want to say to you, thank you. Yes, to you as moms, but not just to moms, to all of the faithful women. Women have such a high calling in the body of Christ, but you are not always appropriately thanked. And so this morning, I'd like to try to do that using Proverbs 31 as a guide. Before we start, I just want to mention that I realize there are some dangers in preaching
a Mother's Day themed message. First, I know that today is hard for many of you who have lost your mother, or who have had a difficult relationship with your mother, or who have had a mother who is not a faithful woman of God. Some of us, some of our ladies, want to be mothers, for some reason cannot, and some mothers have lost their children. I don't intend to make today more difficult for you. I also think that Mother's Day messages sometimes falsely romanticize motherhood and consequently falsely elevate womanhood or the state of being a mom on just one day of the year. And I don't want to do that either. I don't want to imply that all moms are perfect or should be, because even in the Bible, motherhood is no anodyne fairy tale. Scripture records its share of imperfect men and women, imperfect parents and imperfect children too. But I do think it's appropriate to thank the women of this church for all that you do, including being the moms of our children. You are so valuable to society, to our homes, and to our church. You women of strength, physical strength, mental, moral, spiritual strength. Proverbs 31 describes just that kind of woman. In fact, in verse number 10 of Proverbs 31, it says, "Who can find a virtuous or worthy, excellent, noble, faithful woman? For her price is far above rubies." Verse 28 says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou, virtuous woman, excellent wife, excellent mother, thou excellest them all." It's interesting, the word virtuous here, who can find a virtuous woman, is usually translated in the Old Testament as army. Now that's curious, isn't it? Who can find an army woman? One guy said, "I knew it. My wife is supposed to be a warrior princess." That is not what he's saying here. What it means is that she's a woman of force. We might say it this way. She's influential. She's substantial. She makes a difference. Her influence matters. Many translations use the word excellent or faithful. Our society often honors the wrong kind of woman. She might be beautiful and tanned and stylish and financially successful and independent. She's perhaps unsubmissive, even sexually promiscuous. And that, by our world, is applauded. But Proverbs is replete with passages warning of this kind of woman. This is the kind of woman that Jewish boys were begged to avoid. The noisy, quarrelsome, rebellious, foolish, seductive woman. This is the kind of woman our world often applauds. But today, as a church, what I'd like for us to do is intentionally applaud and honor the type of women that God applauds. They are a gift from Him. Today, we want to briefly say thank you. And so before we start and get into Proverbs 31, would you bow your heads with me for a moment and let's ask God to bless this time together in His Word. Father, thank You for another Sunday to worship You. Thank You for the beautiful music that has drawn our attention again to our great Savior, our living Lord. And Lord, today, as we open Your Word and we seek to worship You through obedience to Your truth, we pray that You'd help us as we consider this passage, a passage that has been so inspirational for so many years, such a high mark for us all to achieve to. But today, as we look through it, I pray, Lord, that You'll help the women of our church to feel the gratitude and the honor that it is intended to give this morning. Thank You for its truth. Please help us to hear it and do it, and would You change us with it today? And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Six things that we'd like to say thank you for today, or maybe that you should achieve or seek after. Number one,
Thank you for being faithful helpers to the men in this church. Thank you for being faithful helpers. Now, you already know this, but men need you. Your husband needs you. But in a sense, all of us need your help. Verse 11 of Proverbs 31 says, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." This is really important and maybe surprisingly appropriate in the context of the church, because what these two verses are saying is that the husband trusts her so much that he can leave her to manage his affairs, knowing that his home is in good hands. It's no problem. She has everything under control. He can have peace of mind to do what he is called to do. In fact, that phrase there that says he has no need of spoil means that nothing will lack in his absence. The children will be fed and disciplined. The house will be cleaned and well managed. But in the church context, isn't this incredibly important? We ask men to serve at all kinds of levels of leadership, and frankly, sometimes it abuses their time. And yet we have faithful women standing behind them, managing their homes in his absence. Look at verse number 23. It says, "Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land." Or in other words, her husband is an effective leader sitting at the gate. You can't have effective leaders unless you have supportive wives. If a man is here on Saturday mowing the lawn or praying or changing the furnace filters or fixing the light fixtures, his wife is at home caring for the children or keeping the house. As deacons meet of an evening to pray or discuss something or vote or whatever, wives are at home holding down the fort. As the leadership team meets in the evenings and visits the hospital and takes phone calls and answers emails after dinner or during dinner, their wives wait patiently tending to the home. Faithful men need faithful women. That is not a lesser role. It is so important for men, if they're going to lead, to have a faithful woman behind them. So thank you for being a faithful helper. Your husband is highly esteemed as a leader partly because of your faithfulness. We see it. And today, we say thank you. Secondly, thank you, faithful women, for working so hard. For working so hard. Look at verse number 13. "She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands she plants a vineyard." Verse 18, "She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She lays her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff." Verse 24, "She makes fine linen and selleth it and delivers girdles unto the merchant." Verse 27, "She looks well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness." Wow. Someone has rightly said a woman's work is never done. Ever feel that way, ladies? Based on the job description, the number of direct reports and the hours worked, being a mom, someone has said, should draw a salary of between $150,000 and $200,000. And all the women said, "Amen." I'm guessing most of you receive less than that for fun money throughout the year. Many of our ladies are working jobs plus keeping the house, educating our children, fixing the meals, doing their own side business perhaps. Thank you, faithful women, for working so hard. You're not just holding the fort while the husband serves, but you're working too. In addition to getting up early to feed the family, verse 15, she rises while it is yet night. She stays up late to prepare for the next day. That's verse 18. She does not eat the bread of idleness, verse 27. How unselfish a faithful woman is, motivated by love and self-denial, spurned on by the benefit of others. She's not worried about how well the picture of her activity will post or how she will be perceived by others. She is worried about the benefit that it'll bring to others. She's a servant, a hard worker. Faithful women help their men.
submissively and faithful women serve others diligently. And I just want you to hear me say this morning, that we see that at First Baptist Church of Wixom. We see that in our women and we say, thank you. Thirdly, faithful women should be thanked for seeking balance. It may seem a little bit odd, but the writer here brings this up in verse number 17. He says, she girds her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. For you, ladies, to be spiritually and emotionally sound, you also need to take care of yourself physically. To use this phrase, you need to gird up your loins with strength and strengthen your arms. Work as hard as this lady does, you probably don't even need to go to the gym. But I think what this is getting at is balance, that there is balance there, that she's a hard worker, but she also takes care of herself physically so that she can serve others well. The world will tell you that you need to be riding your Peloton bicycle before it's light out so that you can be physically attractive. And that's fine. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You should take care of it. You only get one. But it's important to remember that there is balance. Paul told Timothy, bodily exercise profits a little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. Or in other words, yes, Timothy, take care of the temple that you've been given, the body that you've been given. Take care of it, but balance that with godliness and contentment. Faithful women seek balance in physical and spiritual disciplines. We see that and we say thank you. Fourthly, thank you, faithful women, for being sensitive to the needs of others. Look at verse 20. It says, she stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that the majority of our Forgotten Harvest crew that's meeting every Friday and serving our community food, the majority is women. There are several men, but there's more women. Many of the large givers to our deacon fund, women. Cards and gifts and tokens of kindness that go throughout the mail and dropped off on porches and handed off during the school day here when school is in session. Much of that is being done by women. Do you know why? They do it so much better than men. I mean, I love to receive a bag of chocolate chip cookies on my desk, but I don't know that I've ever baked any and set them on someone else's desk. That might be a little weird. It's strange coming from a guy, but from women, that kindness and that love and that sensitivity, you do so well. Caring not only for your own children, but for anyone in need. I heard someone say this last week, the Great Commission is huge, but it is small. At the same time, one person at a time, one cup of cold water at a time. Christianity is not about becoming an international sensation. It's not about growth or buildings or budgets or events or blogs or debates. It's about pouring Jesus into one person at a time. Thank you for sharing the gospel faithfully, faithful women. Just one person. And maybe no one ever hears about it. Maybe no one ever applauds it. Maybe that individual never comes before the church and says, wow, thank you to this person who led me to Jesus. But can I tell you, faithful women, we're so thankful for you that reach out to those that are in need and show kindness and the love of Jesus Christ. Faithful women help their men. Faithful women serve diligently. Faithful women seek balance. Faithful women are sensitive to the needs of others. We see it. And this morning we say thank you. Thank you, faithful women, for taking care of our children. Look at verse number 21. It says, she is not afraid of the snow for her household,
for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. What would we do without women to care for the children? I've seen dads with their kids outside in the cold wearing swimming suits or shoes on the wrong feet or mismatched socks or no hats or gloves in the winter. Most moms would never let that happen. She covers them well, even classy. In verse number 21, clothed with scarlet, practical and matching. Most of us men don't know how you do that. I mean, just imagine a day here at First Baptist when the nursery is manned by men. Disaster. Crying children, kids eating the wrong stuff, diapers on backwards if they even have one on. Now, some men, I grant you, are more capable in this department than others, but most of us would be completely lost without faithful women. Thank you. Thank you for taking such good care of our children. And notice here, she not only takes care of the children, she takes care of herself. Verse 22, she makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. You might think with all this diligent effort and this hard work and staying up late and getting up early and all of the things that she does, that she would be dressed pretty tacky. Wearing her flannel PJs to Walmart with curlers in her hair, no makeup, barely clinging to sanity. Not so. It says here that this faithful woman takes care of herself and her children. Thank you for doing that. Faithful women are wise and kind, and today we say thank you for that. Verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Most Christian men would agree it is incredibly attractive to see a Christian woman that speaks wisdom from the Word, from her relationship with God. A woman that speaks with kindness and love. Now, ladies, you might not have the opportunity to do this for your biological children right now, but you could do this for anyone. I love seeing this happen in discipleship in our church. And I'll tell you, some of our women are the best at this, speaking wisdom and grace into another woman's life. Your wisdom is so important to the maturing of the church. In Titus chapter 2, Paul was commanding Titus what he was supposed to preach. Here's what he says. He says, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." And then he lists for Titus what he should preach on. In verse number 3, he says that the aged women likewise would be in behavior as becometh holiness, and not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. What were they supposed to teach? That they teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Paul was telling Titus that Titus was supposed to tell the older women in the church that their job, their primary ministry, was to be pouring into younger women in the church and teaching them how to be a godly Christian woman. A healthy church needs this to be happening. Women pouring into others with wisdom and grace. Not talking about doing that. Not hoping for it. Not saying, boy, if we just had more time or energy, or if somebody would invite me, I'll do that. But doing it. Doing it from a platform of character. I'm happy to tell you this morning that we have several ladies that are faithful, wise, kind, patient disciple makers. In addition to being a wife and or mother and reaching out to those in need, also discipling with wisdom and grace. And we thank God for you. Thank you, faithful women, for what you do. Thank you for helping your men, the men of the church, the people of this church. Thank you, faithful women, for serving others diligently, for seeking balance in your life, for being sensitive to the needs of others, for caring for our children as well as yourself, and for speaking with wisdom and grace. We see it. And on this Mother's Day, we as a church and I as your pastor say thank you. Thank you for being faithful. Verse number 30 says this in conclusion, favor or elegance or
charm is deceitful. And beauty is vain. It fades. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Honor to whom honor is due today. If you are a faithful woman, we say thank you. If you have a faithful woman in your life, say thank you to her today. All of us do. Somebody that serves us faithfully, some lady who is doing ministry toward us in the name of Jesus Christ. It may not be your mom, but you have someone. I would encourage you to thank them today. So if you're faithful, we say thank you. If you have someone faithful, say thank you to them. Ladies, young and mature, if you aspire to be a faithful woman and you say, boy, some of those things I'm not up to par on, we encourage you. It's a lot to live up to. It's an incredibly high standard. By the way, I just remind you that this passage starts with, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. She is so rare. But did you know that Proverbs also says, who can find a faithful man? Also rare. It's an incredibly high standard here. And if you seek to achieve it, we cheer you on and we encourage you. With God's help, this is the woman you can become. And then, single men, if you're looking for a faithful woman that God applauds rather than what the world applauds, we commend you. Well done. Make this your standard. Make Proverbs 31 your list of desires that in a woman that you might develop a relationship with. Thank you, faithful women, biological moms and otherwise. Thank you for pouring into us. Thank you for enhancing the church. Thank you for being faithful. Your character praises you this morning. And in the name of our Savior, Jesus, we do too. There are a lot of amazing people out there, but you, faithful woman, you excel them all. Father, thank you for the women of this church that encourage us with their faithfulness. I just want to say thank you to you this morning for the women in my family, in my life, that have poured into me and been such a blessing to me and my children. Lord, thank you for the moms who fit this pattern. And we ask that you would help all of us to grow in our diligence and our willingness to serve others as this pattern demonstrates. Lord, I pray for grace upon the women of our church, the mothers who look at this pattern and say, "Why, I'm so far from the mark." I ask that you would encourage them and strengthen them. Lord, remind them that we all fall short of your standard and we all need to be more Christ-like. Lord, would you be with single moms today who are carrying a burden that is heavier than most? For women who grieve not having children or having lost their children, we ask for comfort and grace. Lord, for women who serve out of singleness, Lord, would you empower them to serve at a high and energetic level? And Lord, remind them that your will is good and give them that confidence. Lord, for our unmarried girls who have the courage to go for this standard in Proverbs 31, would you give them strength and would you help them to be committed to that goal? For our young men, that they would seek this kind of faithful woman and that you'd help all of us, particularly help us men, to applaud this kind of woman and to show the appropriate gratitude to them today. Lord, we thank you for Mother's Day. We thank you for the opportunity to focus a little extra attention on these ladies that have served us so faithfully. Lord, may we show the appropriate gratitude that is due them all year round. And help us today to be reminded that this is your day. This is your standard. We've heard from your word. These ladies serve your body, your church here. As we conclude today, would you elevate yourself in our minds. Magnify our Savior. We thank you for it. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, as we conclude, we have a couple of videos for you. Unfortunately, we were not able to gather in person for baby dedication this weekend, as we normally do. But a couple of our families chose to meet with me on Zoom, and we spent some time together, and I think you'll enjoy that. And then stick around. After those two videos, the ensemble is going to sing a song that just lifts high the name of Jesus Christ, our King of Kings. Hope you enjoy these. God bless. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Just want to say thank you again for doing it virtually, meeting with us virtually with little RJ, and we're super thankful for your family and for his health. You guys know that with baby dedications, a lot of times I like to talk about babies' names, and mostly because it helps me, it gives me some kind of mental cues for praying for them. And do want you to know that I've been praying regularly for your family, and I try to pray through the children of our church as well on a regular basis. And so I've been remembering Myla and RJ. I don't know the story behind Rodney's name for you guys personally. I think there's a family connection. Is there a family connection to that name?
My grandfather.
Okay. Rodney, from my research, means famous or fame, or that's one of the meanings of that name. And it just reminded me when I was thinking through that about one of the stories in the Gospels that brings up this word. And it's Jesus. He's going about healing, and he heals the two blind men. I don't know if you remember the story. He clearly tells them, don't tell people who I am. He says, it says in verse 30 of Matthew 9, Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man knows who I am. And they, in verse number 31, it says, they were departed and spread abroad his fame in all the country. So immediately they spread Jesus' fame, even though they were told not to. And for me, the irony is that we're told clearly to spread Jesus' fame, and yet many times we don't, you know. So I was just thinking, for me personally, when I think of Rodney's name, and I know he goes by RJ at your house, but when I think of his name, I'm going to pray that his life will be all about spreading the fame of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I know that's what you guys want as well. So just give me a quick recap, because I think our church might want to hear just a little bit about RJ's life. And just a quick recap, when he was born, how he's doing. For those of us that haven't got to see him face-to-face for a long time, give us a quick update on him.
He was born December 9th, so he's just going on 4-5 months now. Perfectly healthy, and we don't take that for granted by any stretch of imagination. So
awesome.
Pastor
Brad. Do you love your little brother? Yes.
Yeah, he's growing up so much.
He's growing a lot faster than we're used to, because we're used to.
Oh, yeah. And how's Myla doing being a big sister?
She loves it.
That's good. I can tell. You can tell right now. She loves being a big sister. Well, I just want to, again, say to you guys that I really appreciate your family. It's been fun to watch. I think this August is coming up on sixth anniversary for you, two of you. Is that correct? Wedding anniversary, sixth. And then, you know, of course, celebrating with you over Myla's birth, and then the health that God has given to her, and then seeing little RJ come along. And just want to say thank you also for being faithful in so many areas of ministry and music and deaconing Luis and teaching and discipleship and our friendship, the opportunity to enjoy breakfast together almost on a weekly basis when restaurants are open to sharpen each other. I greatly appreciate all of that. So God bless all of you. And I'd love to take just a minute and pray with you if we could as we celebrate with the church this little life on Mother's Day. So let's take a minute and pray if we can. Lord, thank you for the Fonsecas. Thank you for their marriage and for their family, for the health and the strength that you've given to them. Thank you for their involvement in our church and how they encourage so many, particularly of our young couples, and set an example for them and encourage them spiritually. I thank you so much for that. Thank you for little RJ, for Rodney, and for his life and for his health and his growth. And Lord, thank you for this reminder about spreading your fame. I pray that that would be the testimony of RJ's life, that he would be about spreading the fame of Jesus Christ. And Lord, your word commands us to do this. And may Rodney's life and presence in our church remind us that that's what we're about. Not only as a church spreading the fame of Jesus, but as individuals, as we go about life, that that's what we do. Lord, I pray that you would bless him, that you would help his parents as they seek to raise him for your honor and glory, that you'd place a hedge of protection around him and use his life to really expand your kingdom in a special way. Thank you for him. Thank you for this family. We pray your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. Well, thanks for hanging out tonight. I appreciate it. And thanks for letting us put you on the video for Sunday morning. So I just wanted to say, as we get started, that I'm super thankful to have met Sophie briefly before the shutdown. I know that I've talked to some people who are, you know, they're like, I'm a little jealous. Like, I haven't gotten to meet Sophie yet, and I've seen some pictures online, and she's beautiful. But I was really, really happy that you guys allowed Mari and I to meet her.
It was crazy how that worked out because I mean, we were just at the point where she was old enough. We were trying to decide what Sunday we were going to take her.
Yeah.
And they locked everything down.
Right, I know. The timing was tough. But we've enjoyed watching the pictures that you've posted. And she is a beautiful young lady. We're super happy for you guys and can't wait to get back together and see her in person. See all of you.
Yeah.
Can you guys give us, one of you, maybe just give us a quick recap? Since most of the church haven't met Sophie, just when she was born and how she's doing and maybe just anything that's going on with her that might be of general interest to folks. Can you give us a quick rundown?
Well, she was born on four and a half months old, going on 5 months, and she's just going through so many changes. She's very happy and just loves to watch us.
Happy now.
Right. Right. Yeah, so it's been an adjustment for all of us, but we just love her to pieces and are really thankful to the Lord for bringing her to us.
Amen. Is she letting you get her to sleep?
It took her 2.5 months to get the first smile out of her. It could be a little bit rough during that time, but once
she started getting some regular sleep and letting you guys get some sleep?
She sleeps through the night now.
Good. Awesome. That's such a blessing when they get to that point, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, you guys know that on Baby Dedication Day, I always like to talk about the kids' names. If for no other reason, it kind of gives me a cue for how to pray for them. And I do want you guys to know I pray for you by name, all three of you, quite often. And Sophie's name, as you guys know, is a variation on Sophia, which is a Greek word that means wisdom.
Yeah.
And that concept is all throughout Scripture, of course. And recently, I posted a devotional with a definition of wisdom that said the ability to live life in the way that accomplishes the goals for which you were created. And I think that's an awesome way to pray for all of our kids, right? That they would live life in such a way that they would accomplish God's plan for their life. And, of course, that's what I'm praying for her. And praying for you guys too, because you're the ones who guide her, you know, and you're the ones who.
That's not terrifying.
No, but you know that lasts a long time. I mean, our kids are two of them in their 20s, and we're still providing guidance as we have opportunity. It is such an incredible privilege, but it is a big responsibility. So I appreciate your desire. I know you've already dedicated her life and your parenting to the Lord, but I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time praying with you guys today just on that fact and asking the Lord for wisdom. So thank you for letting me do this. And Sophie, if it's okay, we're going to have a quick word of prayer. Is that okay?
We'll see if it's okay.
Right. So let's pray together. Father, thank you for this life and beautiful little girl. Thank you for, Lord, just this reminder that your word promises that you give wisdom, and it is such a valuable thing for us to seek after. And so, Lord, we ask for this life, that it would be lived in such a way that your will would be accomplished and that you would bless Drew and Joy as they seek to guide little Sophie, that you'd give them a special measure of your wisdom, that you'd protect her. And Lord, that you would use her to do something really special in your kingdom, that she might be a disciple maker and a sharer of the gospel all of her life. Lord, thank you for the Nesnik's desire to dedicate her to you and to dedicate their commitment of raising her for your honor and glory. Please bless them as they do that. Wrap your arms around this family and, Lord, bless this life in a special and an incredible way. Thank you for little Sophie. And we pray that in Jesus' name, amen. She's a player, I could tell. I mean, she's going in on that. Good. Well, listen, it's super good to see all three of you. And again, we just enjoy seeing the pictures, but can't wait to see her face to face and hope that you guys stay well.
Without life, till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes, to fulfill the law and prophet, to a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt. God of glory, have mercy.
Thank you for watching this video of one of our recent services. It's a pleasure for us to have you join us from a distance and join our church in a time of worship around the Word of God. The most important message that we can tell you is that God loves you. And He loves you so much that He gave Jesus Christ as payment for your sins. And the Bible says that all that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. We want you to know that message, that true life is found in Jesus Christ. An eternal life, the opportunity to live with God forever in heaven, in spite of our sinfulness. True life is only found in Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Would you be willing to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Would you be willing to pray something like this? Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I know there's nothing I can do about my sinfulness. I don't want to pay for my own sin, and I want to put my faith in Jesus. I want His death on the cross to pay for my sins. I want to repent from doing things my own way and make Jesus Lord of my life. Would you be willing to pray something like that and put your faith in Jesus Christ? If so, we want to help you as you start your spiritual journey with Jesus Christ. God loves you. Our church loves you. We're glad that you could watch this message today. God bless.